Now, let me make sure I pressed all the right buttons, because I'm sure you heard I hung up on the Prime Minister the other day. Albo might like that idea, though. Anthony Albanese, Leader of the Opposition, joins me this morning. G'day, Albo. How are you today?
G'day, Murray. I'm very well. It's a nice day here in Sydney today, but I'm sure it's not as beautiful as Cairns.
You know what? We've actually had some pretty blustery conditions and, you know, there's a lot of pollen in the air, so there's a lot of people with sinuses. So, you know, we're not doing too well today, I've got to admit, but anyhow.
Oh. That's so good.
It's a surprise.
It's usually paradise up there.
Yeah. It's all in the mind. Hey, look, I was just mentioning the Prime Minister, and look, at the end of the day, you know, I think it's good to focus on things when there's just not this, you know, standard opposite polar positions with respect to things. And I've noticed in the last couple of days you've refused to have a go at the Prime Minister about travelling into New South Wales to see family.
Well, I'm very critical of Scott Morrison for stuffing up the rollout of the vaccine, for failing to fix national quarantine, for failing to have a plan going forward for jobs, for not fixing secure work, for not responding appropriately to the Respect at Work report to give women safety in the workplace. There's a whole range of things I'll be critical of. But with regard to matters of his family, I never comment on those matters. That's up to him, essentially. And I think, I think that's a good place to stay.
You know, things become so divisive and just so polarised, you know, sadly, often following, you know, the patterns we have in the United States, which is not helpful. It's not positive. So I think at the end of the day, not, you know, politically point scoring for the sake of it is a really good thing. Can we talk about a bit of a story that's obviously hitting headlines this morning, is the higher allocation of Pfizer vaccines for New South Wales. You know, obviously for a lot of the country and, you know, Queensland and Western Australia, still behind the rest of the country when it comes to vaccination rates. What's your position, seeing you're situated in New South Wales, with respect to this higher allocation for the state?
Well, the problem here is that the higher allocation would appear to go back many months throughout the pandemic. So the problem is that the federal government are then critical of Queensland and Western Australia in particular, have been singled out for attack from the federal government. They're responsible for the supply of vaccines, and they haven't supplied enough vaccine. It's as simple as that. They haven't supplied enough vaccine to anyone, and then when to the whole country, but then they've allocated it in a way that has not given Queensland its fair share. And it's rather bizarre than to be critical of the fact that Queensland is lower than the national average, which also reflects, of course, the fact that when there is an outbreak in an area, people get a real hurry up to go along and get their vaccine. We saw that in Victoria earlier this year, and we're seeing it at the moment in southwestern and western Sydney, for example. When I was at the Logan Mass Vaccination Centre with Jim Chalmers, that would be about 6 weeks ago now, I certainly know there that there was a real problem with supply. They said they could be doing many, many more if they just had more supply. And that's something that Premier Palaszczuk has been saying repeatedly, and I'm sure it is a cause of so much frustration.
There's still obviously a need, you know, to ensure that we deal with this issue in New South Wales, and vaccines, I guess, is one of the key strategies with respect to that and containing it. So in some ways it does make sense that there is some, you know, some priority towards New South Wales.
Of course, but the question here is how far back that went, and it appears that it's gone back a long period of time. It's understandable, and indeed the states agreed readily that when additional doses were got from overseas, that the areas that were subject to the outbreak were prioritised. But the question there is, Murray, that Scott Morrison said we're at the front of the queue. If we're at the front of the queue, why is it we're borrowing vaccines from Poland, from Singapore, and from the UK. Guess what? We're at the back of the queue. That's the problem. If we had secured enough vaccines early enough, and I remember being on your program last year saying we need to do deals with five or six companies. We need to get vaccines sooner. It, of course, always was a race. The problem is that we had a complacent Prime Minister who was more interested in the spin and marketing of saying, well, we're running first, we're at the front of the queue, than he was in actually delivering.
Well, look, you know, as a result of that, you know, it's certainly showing in the polls. Labor is certainly ahead on the two-party preferred. If it does come to what is likely to be a fairly tight election at the end of the day, I noticed in the last couple of days that you've refused to do any deals with the Greens. I know in some aspects of society, Greens is a dirty word, but at the end of the day, if you look at One Nation, UAP, you know, they're certainly far more popular. They actually command far more of the primary vote than any of those minor parties. And of course, even in this part of the world, when it comes to Canada's party, what would be the issue of doing a deal with the Greens if it means Labor actually gets across the line?
Well, because Murray, we seek to be a party of government, not a protest of deal making. We are seeking a majority Labor government with a light of faith as the member for Leichhardt, and with other strong candidates throughout Queensland. And that's our objective. Now, I've made it very clear that that is what we're aiming for and to implement our agenda. And last time round in 2013, when I became Deputy Prime Minister, I sat in a room, it's been well documented, with the various minor parties, including... There was a single member of the Greens political party at that stage. We only had 70 out of 150 members. And, you know, said, well, you have a choice. You can support Kevin Rudd or you can support Tony Abbott as the Prime Minister. I'm always respectful of minor parties across the board, and I've always been respectful of the Greens party. And I would be, if we were in either government or opposition, respectful of everyone. I talk to One Nation. I talk to people who are on the crossbenches about legislation in a respectful way. I'm good mates with Jackie Lambie and with Bob Catter, for that matter, up there in far north Queensland, but he is a character, and I do like him. I don't like all of his views or all of his politics, and I hope Labor wins the seat. You know, I've travelled around to places like Cunedin and Curry and Mount Isa in his electorate with him, and always been prepared to listen to his views, but. I won't be doing deals. What we'll be seeking to do is to be a majority Labor government, but then we'll treat all views with respect. I think the country needs to be brought together. And one of the things that Scott Morrison has done is divide Australians, and at the moment he's seeking to divide Australians based upon what state they live in, and in particular his divisiveness against Queenslanders, where he referred to Queenslanders and West Australians as living in a cave, is, in my view, not an appropriate thing for a Prime Minister to be advocating.
Well, look, we're out of time. I was keen to talk to you about the Rabbitohs. They're going to have to fall by the wayside for the minute. And also Grace Tame, who was...
They're not falling behind the wayside, mate. They're going to beat the Panthers on Saturday night.
Sorry, you're still talking about the Cowboys, are you? I can't quite hear you. I've lost the line there. And I was also going to talk about Grace Tame, who's been involved in the Women's Safety Summit over the last couple of days. What an inspiring, amazing young woman, despite
being
on the
panel. She is a great Australian.
She's been giving the government heaps, though, so she's a very interesting character. But look, we are out of time, but look, great to talk to you this morning. And there are two subjects we'll catch up with down the track, and we'll just see how those Cowboys or Rabbitohs. I said, I can't quite hear you properly there, Alvo. You have a great day.
Thanks very much, Murray. Bye-bye.
Always good to talk to you. Leader of the Opposition, Anthony Albanese. Let's head to news, and coming up after news this morning, we're going to do the survey says, and don't worry, Rod Stewart's just around the corner as well.
Each Saturday morning.